You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with National Party MP, Dr. Shane Letty.
For our last catch-up of the year, Dr. Letty and I touch on issues around Te Reo Māori and plans for the new year. The new government's plans to revert government department names back to English has garnered a little bit of outrage. The policy will mean that government agencies like Waka Kotahi will have to revert back to using NZTA as their primary identifier. I spoke to the National Party's Dr. Shane Letty about why changing the agency names has been a priority for his government. We also spoke about the legacy that the name changes will leave and how his government plans to support Te Reo Māori. I began by asking Dr. Letty why his government believes departmental name changes are necessary.
So what you've seen is you've seen a direction that English be the primary name on government signage and Māori be a further name that can go alongside it, apart from some of those, particularly Māori, Atao Māori facing ministries. And the purpose there is the purpose of a sign is to transfer information in its first instance. And so it was thought to be important to be able to clearly indicate exactly what the purpose of that sign is, and that is best conveyed at this point in English first, and then for those who may be more comfortable in Māori to have Māori follow. So it's really that purpose of transfer of information.
Did your government think that it was harder for people to understand it when Te Reo Māori was the primary language used for government agency signage?
Well, what we know is that clearly there are less people who speak Māori. And so if you were just looking to transfer information to the most number of people in their primary language, then that would be English. But what you've also seen is that that desire to also have Māori be alongside that where it's appropriate.
How much will the name changes for government agencies that have changed the name cost? For example, Waka Kotahi going back to NZTA?
You need to ask the relevant minister that sort of detail, and I don't have that to hand. But one could imagine that there would be some cost to that.
Will Te Whatu Ora be changing their name?
We're working through a national framework, if you like, as to how that will look. And the minister for the public services will help us with that, have a lead on that, and we'll make that decision making across ministries.
You're a strong proponent of Te Reo Māori and a senior Māori member of the National Party. I was wondering if you were consulted on the issue of changing government agencies' names.
So as a caucus, we collaborate on all decisions, and so this is a collective decision of the coalition government and the caucus.
Is this a legacy that you're proud of?
I'm proud of a legacy that has a 100-day plan. That is one of the most ambitious 100-day plans that anyone has ever seen. And I think we'll look back when that concludes around about March, as I recall, and say, goodness, that was a body of work that incoming government did.
Specifically on this topic, though, do you think that this is something that was important and necessary and something that you'll be proud of looking forward into the future?
Well, I think we all have a responsibility for the decisions that the coalition government makes. And I think at the end of the day, we'll look back and be proud of our track record.
And talking about Te Reo Māori, I just wanted to ask what the vision is from your government for the future of Te Reo Māori.
So Minister Potaka will have a lead on this as the Minister for Māori Economic Development and the Minister for Whānau Ora, amongst other things. But you've heard the leader say that we're always supportive of Te Reo, and that position hasn't changed for us.
Talking about, I guess you spoke there a little bit about your leader being supportive of Te Reo Māori. It came out recently that the government was looking at removing incentives for people to learn Te Reo Māori or bonuses for government staff that learn Te Reo Māori. Do you think that that's a good idea, and why was that important?
So the leader's already addressed that, and what he said is that where it's a core part of your job description, that of course it will be important to be proficient in Te Reo Māori. Where it's not a core competency, then maybe other avenues rather than government support per se should be explored.
Is Te Reo Māori a skill that should be supported and celebrated in government agencies?
In my view and in our view, we support the Te Reo Māori. We absolutely accept and acknowledge and embrace the fact that it is unique and Indigenous just to us. And so we want to be encouraging to support Te Reo Māori.
I just wanted to change tack now and ask you about the upcoming year and begin by asking what your top priority is for the next year.
The priority for the next year is to deliver outcomes. I'm starting off by delivering the 100-day plan objectives so that New Zealanders can see this government actually rolls its sleeves up and does stuff. You've seen that in the House last week, a really ambitious legislative program, which was achieved, and you'll see this in this last sitting week as well. 2 weeks into a new government, New Zealanders were able to see the real impact and the hard work that this government has already done.
I guess specifically in the health portfolio, I was wondering what your top priority is for next year. What's the one thing that you really want to get done for health in New Zealand for next year?
Health workforce. Most of the pathways to challenge, if you like, in health stem from health workforce. And so we need to do much better at recruiting, retaining, and building pipelines for over the long term for new doctors, nurses, allied health and other health professionals to enter and stay into the profession here in New Zealand.
Is there any specific policy you can point at that will help facilitate that the building and the strengthening of our health workforce?
Oh, there's a number of them. Bonding nurses and midwives, third medical school, those are all objectives. In fact, some of them in a first 100-day plan that we're wanting to make progress on.
Well, I guess at the end of next year or into the future, what outcomes can we look at as successful results of that policy? What can New Zealanders point to and go, that was a direct outcome of Dr. Ditti saying that he wants to improve our health workforce?
So what you'll see is that early in the new year, we'll announce the targets that we'll hold ourselves accountable for across the system. And they're likely to include wait times, they're likely to include immunisation. And these are the measures that we'll hold ourselves accountable for at the end of year 1, 2 and 3.
That was National Party MP Dr. Shane Letty. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.